Well, it's the question that's been on everyone's lips in recent weeks. What happened to the Sydney businesswoman, Melissa Caddick? There was a major development last week regarding her disappearance. Her decomposed foot was found on a beach on New South Wales' south coast near Bermagui. Well, over the weekend, more human remains have been recovered. They've been washing up on beaches across the New South Wales east coast, this time at Mollymook, and that's now under forensic examination in Lidcombe to find out if they are the remains of Melissa Caddick. It's one of the most high-profile missing persons cases that we've seen. But will we ever truly know what happened to Melissa Caddick? Terry Goldsworthy, criminologist and former detective inspector with the New South Wales Police for 28 years, is on the line. G'day, Terry.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Have you ever seen a case as confusing as this one?
No, it's quite unusual. I mean, by its nature, it's nothing extraordinary. I mean, it's a fraud involving $2 million, etc. They're nothing new. But I think the thing that has grabbed everyone's attention is what has occurred after the police search warrant when the lady's gone missing. And certainly, you know, if you look at the issues around that, I guess we initially thought there were three options, that she'd had some kind of foul play, she'd self-harmed, or she was on the run. And I guess we now can exclude that last possibility. The police are very confident they've identified the remains. So, I mean, now we need to look at the cause of death, and that would be foul play, self-harm, or perhaps accident.
Which way are you leaning right now?
Well, I mean, I haven't heard any commentary from the police, and it is interesting that the commissioner has actually been making some commentary about this case, which is unusual. Usually you don't see the CEO of police services get involved in particular cases. But he certainly didn't make any mention of suspected foul play, et cetera. I mean, you can't rule that out. The issue is that the police will now have to accept this as an unexplained death. One of those three actions are there. It'll have to be referred to the coroner. You know, usually it's after 12 months when the missing person has not been located and there's no sign of life. However, if the investigation's been concluded earlier that, and there is enough evidence of suspected death occurring, they can refer it earlier. In this case, I think that would be the case. But, you know, I don't know. I think self-harm would be the number one option for most people at this point in time. But, you know, we'll have to wait and keep an open mind. We don't want to close off any of the possibilities. That's where investigations go wrong. So an open mind and just move through the evidence as it comes forward.
One of the things that's really stuck out for me as well has been the whole modelling of actually piecing together forensic from a forensic point of view. I mean, it's incredible work what the police have done as far as the fact that, from Dover Heights, that the way that the winds were blowing over the last few months, that it could easily, for example, a decomposed foot end up in a place like Bermagui.
Well, it is. I mean, you know, things, when they go in the ocean, you know, a lot of people think they just go down the bottom and never move. The issue is that they do move, and they move vast distances over time. So I guess the police will be modelling, one, would the tides have carried it there? And then over what time period would you need for the tides to carry it there? So, I mean, that'll be one aspect. Then I guess they will examine, depending on how much forensic material is located with the shoe, and try and determine a time of death or a time when that particular forensic item was in the ocean and how long it's been there for.
Mm. Well, Terry, thanks for the insight. It's an intriguing case. It's bizarre in so many ways, and it's changing. There's so many twists and turns, and it's not over yet. And appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thank you.
That's Terry Goldsworthy, criminologist, former detective inspector with the New South Wales Police for 28 years.